escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
4 o'clock, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Broads and Al Morgani kicking it with you at Chickies and Pete's in for the afternoon show. What's up, Al? What are you thinking over there?
I'm thinking that this has been a good week of afternoon radio.
I would agree with you. Some would say the best ever, but I'm not going to say that.
I'm picturing Spike at home with the dog.
Yep.
Just going crazy that he couldn't be on during the whole Embiid thing.
He's
home reading it again now.
Well, he's not finished yet. He's still reading. Started on Monday. It's going to take six days.
I mean, I like that show, but there's the quirkiness. I mean, they could probably use a fix or two, you know?
Broads and Al. How Al and Broads. We got to come up with a creative name. Puck it up. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Well, we'll do some deep basketball talk.
We can do deep basketball talk. I'm a basketballist. Everyone doubts me. You want to talk about half-court sets? I'm here all day.
I can't. Well, you're not me.
All right. Well, let's check in on our Twitter poll, shall we? We can talk some fills. I know we can do that. It's brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For extraordinary diamonds and customer service, visit Mark's in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Mm-hmm. It's an on-the-record Friday. Do you believe in the Phillies the rest of the way? We stay at 59% of the voters saying yes, 41% saying no. And I guess that's kind of the vibe I've been getting throughout the show.
Yeah, right?
So we got a text, by the way. We're going to get back to the phones here in a moment. 215-592-9494. Our very own Joe Giglio, about 40 minutes ago, I wasn't paying attention to my phone.
I worked with Joe Tuesday, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you made a claim, I believe, if I remember correctly, that the Flyers are going to win the Cup. And Joe Giglio took a screenshot of his bet slip where he put $20 down to win $1,600 on the Fly Guys being the 2025-26 Stanley Cup winner. Your thoughts?
He's got to get the wax out of his ears.
I'm pretty sure you said something very similar to that.
You asked me, and I said, no, I think you get a little. I told you, don't bet the mortgage. You just had a kid. I told you, please don't bet your mortgage money.
I'm saying, you might want to go back to the table. Go back to the table.
Yeah, go back to the table. Oh, Joe. It would be a shock. We'll see what happens.
I've seen crazier things.
I'm curious next week. This story is so scary.
Which one?
The whole Carter Hart story.
Uh-huh.
On next, I think a week
it's
from today.
It's the 21st or 24th. Okay. Well, in the 20s.
The judge is going to rule on this, and those players might be eligible. The NHL still has to rule on it afterwards. I'm really curious where that goes after that. Not just Carter Hart, but all of those players, where it goes. That's an ugly story.
Do you think that, and we don't know, we can't get into the mind of Carter Hart, but if things become available where he can play in the NHL again, do you think he'd look at the Flyers as sort of a
absolutely
thing? Yeah, I would too. I'd imagine so.
I think all of those guys, whatever happens, it's an ugly case, and we'll see what happens. I mean, the judge has heard everything, plus all the stuff that we haven't heard. It's that case is made for a documentary series. Two juries were thrown out.
I know.
Two juries were thrown out.
But it seemed like that was methodical by one of the lawyers to do that on purpose.
Well, one of the jurors said that they were upset that one of the lawyers was looking at him and made him scared or something. What the hell? It's a wild thing. But
Carter Hart screams Edmonton to me if he could play again.
I will say that if having been up in Canada while some of this has been going on, it's covered like the OJ trial up there. I think given their druthers, any of those players that would be allowed to play would prefer to play in the States.
Oh, okay.
Where there hasn't really been very, even in a market like this, not much coverage of it.
Sure. I mean, Hockey Canada itself is always under fire in general, over there. So
some of the testimony stuff was really disgusting.
It was.
On what happened.
It was.
So we'll see what happens.
All right, let's go to Mark in Mount Laurel. What's happening, Mark?
Let's go Flyers.
Let's go Flyers, baby.
How you doing, Al? Haven't spoke to you since the Angelo days.
No, it's been a while. Yeah, but I like not getting up in the morning, so it's pretty cool. I can walk out and do a hockey game and relax.
Glad to see you're still on board. Hey, staying with hockey, and believe me, you're talking to a diehard here, guys. But it's very important for this Flyers team to get better. Only because of the fact that you're losing a fan base. I mean, guys like my son, who are in their 20s, his friends who are in their 20s, they've never even seen a winning hockey team.
You want to see playoff hockey. That's a big difference. Even you look at the Phillies, do you know what it meant just to get to the – when you get to the playoffs, it just generates so much.
The barn's rocking, it's overtime, a game winner by Mitch Kopf. The place goes nuts. You kidding me?
And you look at the Phils, the whole revival of everything. Get to the playoffs.
And you know what? People are calling up WIP and they're talking about hockey. I miss that.
I mean, that's what the new regime of Briere and Jonesy and Mitch Kopf coming here and Rick Tocchet now here and just getting away from the Chuck Fletcher nonsense and all that. There is a fresh conversation having. Now, it's not perfect by any means, but Zegras coming in, and it's trending in the right direction to your point, Mark, of there's people who don't even know what winning culture of hockey is in town, and we are progressing back towards it. There may be bumps along the way, and we'll debate that and talk about it, but I do think it's closer than we've ever been, and we do need to at least understand that.
And, bro, like I said, for people like myself at 71 years old, it's been 50 years.
It's crazy.
We won a cup, and it's just crazy. And I know Briere and I know Jonesy, they're just coming on board. You've got to give them time. I think this draft, I love the second round from what I
Me
read
too.
And what I saw on the podcast. You can't argue about Porter Martone. He could have been a number two pick. I mean, he could have been the second pick in the draft.
Yeah.
If I did that right.
Well, it's been 50 years since you won a cup. I don't even know that you have to, quote, win a cup, win a World Series.
Thanks, Mark.
You look at the Sixers, and I know it's been bad the last couple of years. But, I'm down there for a lot of games because I'm doing Flyers and the Sixers are home. You can't argue against the fact that franchise, it's been electric. I mean, the place has been packed, and it's been a great atmosphere for the majority of the time Embiid has been here, even though it's been a disappointment. Maybe you're not going to win it, but I do think there's been something to the revival that they went through on getting eyes there and like Christmas Day games. And I mean, that worked. I mean, that's what you need. That's what you want to be. Even if you don't win it, like the Phillies, just be there.
That's the start of it, for sure. Yeah. And then eventually, it could be very similar to Toronto, for example, right? You get Matthews and Marner, and this whole thing has been building up. And then eventually, after a few years, same with the Sixers, it applies. Okay, if you keep hitting a wall, how do we get over this hump?
Yeah.
And then we'll debate how you do that once you get there. But we need to get to a place where you're constantly hitting that wall first.
Yeah, you want to at least get there.
Exactly.
You're in the postseason. More and more sports has become about the postseason. I mean, that's what it is. It's like, there are guys my age that still remember, like, you know, one team got in from the American League, the National League, of how many teams in basketball. It's not like football. It's not like that anymore. Almost every organization is set up, how do we get to the postseason? I'm buying my season tickets so that I can get a playoff game. I can get that. It's why I had this argument with I always had this argument with people, like, I don't even believe in MVPs for regular seasons anymore. I mean, there are a lot of organizations that get somebody specifically so that they gets them over the hump. What the hell good did it do me if the guy that I brought in to bring me over the hump had a great regular season and then went 0-for in the playoffs? That's an MVP. It's an embarrassment at that point.
Well, I do hate when some of these leagues give out those awards after the playoffs are over, because then you're watching these guys succeed at the biggest stage. And then, oh, yeah, by the way, in November you drop 55.
Really?
I know. It is a little strange in that remark. But, yeah, so anyway, we got some news here, though, Al.
What do we got?
We got the news of Aaron Nola.
Oh, yes.
So Aaron Nola is back at Citizens Bank Park after his trip to Clearwater and will throw a live bullpen tomorrow, according to Rob Thompson. About 2 innings, 35 pitches, and could throw a bullpen on Tuesday if all goes, quote, really well.
There you go.
So there's the update that we got when it comes to the Nola experience. Everyone's down on Nola because they think that Aaron Nola's just going to pitch the way that he did in the beginning of the year, but he was hurt, and that's why he pitched so poorly.
Can you imagine if your two of your trade deadline acquisitions are Aaron Nola and Bryce Harper?
On top of some real additions?
Yeah.
Now we're talking.
Yeah.
Now
I mean, I'm talking Bryce Harper in terms of he gets healthy
again. He becomes a superstar.
He becomes what he was. Can you imagine those two added to whatever Dombrowski goes out and gets for real on the trade deadline?
You could win a World Series.
Yeah.
You could win a World Series if that's the case. I just hope we can get that. I'm worried about Bryce. And I love Bryce. We all love Bryce. But this Bryce thing, I think it's serious. I don't think it's going away. It's almost equivalent to Embiid's knee, where I don't think Embiid can do anything to fix the knee. I think the knee is the knee. I'm worried that the wrist is the wrist. Now, he still may be able to have flashes. What was it in San Francisco he had the four-hit day? I think my wife was having a baby that day, so I was kind of watching. I kept my eye on it. Kind of watching. I am very, you know, in the job.
But
it was on that small TV. I got to sleep on that stupid bed thing.
I wouldn't
be
complaining about that after what she went through.
I know. I could barely watch the game, Al. I could barely watch the game. I couldn't hear it either. It was on mute. It was just unbelievable. But anyway, you might get flashes.
It was a real hell for you, wasn't it?
It was hell. It was torture. You know what I mean? It was a terrible experience. I'm kidding. I lost my train of thought, though, so whatever.
You're talking about
I was making a joke about my wife going through labor. Can't be worse than the Coldplay guy. No. 215-592-9494. We're in public. Let's go to Andrew in Cherry Hill. What's up, Andrew?
Yeah, what's up, guys?
Andrew.
What's up?
Calling in.
Thank you.
Listen to you guys like every morning. But I wanted to talk about Embiid because I was having a debate with my friend about Embiid, and he told me straight up, without injuries, he would be a top five player of all time. And I thought it was total nonsense, so I just wanted to get your guys' opinion on it.
So if Embiid stayed healthy, you're saying your buddy said top five ever?
Yeah, top five potential ever.
I think that's a stretch when you go through the Michael Jordans, what Steph Curry has done, LeBron and all. But I think if his point is, and he's just exaggerating it, if he's able to stay healthy, he is, you know, he can be an all-timer. I think you can make an argument healthy-wise, he may be able to be an all-timer.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, that but
size,
I don't know
that's,
if
that skill set, that size.
Jordan LeBron level? Maybe what, not, but
well,
still
but
very,
you look
very,
at
very good.
The uniqueness of that size to be able to play the way he did, you saw it with the flashes that he had. But, I mean, it's been since day one. It's not like it happened. I mean, it's been since the draft.
Yeah, it was in Kansas when he was playing college.
I mean, you're talking about, you know, Yao Ming might have been, you could argue the same thing with the injuries that he had at that size to be able to play like that. So, yeah, I don't think he's that far. Top five might be a bit of a stretch.
Sure.
But a truly unique player.
Because,
okay.
Andrew,
okay.
He's doing this. Even when he drops, for example, against the Knicks, the last time we saw them in the postseason, he gave us 50 in Game 3. In Game 6, he gave us 40. That's with a meniscus that needed surgery. So in this hypothetical where he's healthy, those 50 points, 40 points can, I don't know how much more you can go, but I'm saying it could be a 60-point effort in the postseason.
And
it could be even more.
And part of it is,
escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If he's healthy, the success of the team, not just Embiid. Then you're talking about maybe a guy like that with two rings to say, yeah. Where's your stature in all time? I mean, not going to match
up. He gets double teamed differently, kicks it out to open players. So it's an interesting debate and hypothetical. But top five, if we want to get technical about it, Andrew. I think top five, and thank you for the call, is a little extreme by your buddy.
You're
just exaggerating a little bit. That's all.
Michael,
we do that sometimes.
Wilt, Russell.
There's a lot of examples, though, unfortunately, of just the big man. Bill Walton never got to fully maybe be able to do it the way you wanted to. There's been plenty of examples of the big man just not. Because you're not 7'2". Your job as a human being isn't to do what they do.
Yeah.
And then you're hearing parts of this story on ESPN that some teammates were looking at him and they're going, how do you walk? He goes, I don't even know how I walk. The question if the guy can walk. Yeah. And then we're getting mad at him, calling him a bum every day. That's why I just think it gets I wish he was better, but it is what it is. Let's go to Vince in Roxborough. Hey, Vince.
Vince, Roach, what's happening? It's Vince from Roxborough.
Hey, Vince.
How are you?
Fantastic. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me on. First time, long time.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. So I got one hot take I want to get off my chest. I think we should trade Bryce Harper.
Uh-oh.
I think that egregious beard and haircut slowing him down. I trade him to the Yankees or something.
Trade him to the Yankees. Now, if he had, Vince, not that I want to indulge in this, but if he had beautiful hair again and a strong beard, would you feel differently about the performance?
Yes.
Okay, so it's physical traits that need to change for you to hop on board.
I grooming is everything in this.
Grooming
sport.
Is everything. Okay. So what else do you got outside of your Harper?
You handled this very well. I got to say,
listen,
as a radio professional, you have.
I'm experienced. I'm very experienced.
I would say, I think the Phillies look good, and I think that's all I got. I think
Vince, you got to be trolling me here, dude. You call in and say Harper doesn't look good because his hair's cut, but you think the Phillies are great.
I think the Phillies are all right.
All right, Vince, that's enough. What did he have to drink? What did he have to
do? You handled this very well. You let him leave with his kind of his status to himself.
It's been
self-respect.
Unbelievable today. It's just been unbelievable.
It's the middle of the summer. It's hot. It's Friday. It's the All-Star break. By the way, the Phillies had a lot of stuff for that All-Star break today, celebrating next year's game here.
Yes, I teased it. Speaking about being professional, I teased it and completely forgot. So the All-Star game in Philly next year, some dates were announced, and the logo. Everyone's freaking out online. Yeah. They really like the logo. The Liberty Bell is in play here. July 13th will be the Home Run Derby in Philadelphia next July, with the July 14th being the All-Star game here in Philly. It's going to be a lot of fun. I do like those. Now, when it's somewhere else, you don't really understand because, whatever, it's happening in Atlanta, for example. We're not paying any attention. But when it's in your backyard, it does bring a lot of fun, life, and juice to the party.
Well, no, it's the 250th anniversary. This city's going to have so many things next. This is going to be
the
wild
World Cup
next year.
Stuff.
It's going to be crazy here. This is the center of it all. And to have the All-Star game here, and to have last year's hero of the All-Star game, presumably still here.
He might not be here, Al. He might not be here.
And have everything set up. That's great. That's just great. And it's, you mentioned it. Sometimes you make fun of All-Star games, even in hockey. But when it's there, that city is on fire for it. Fans love it. There's all kinds of events for the kids to come and go to. I can't wait for next summer. And they're going to do it so well. They're just going to do it so, so well. This is going to be a great big party in Philadelphia.
Did you enjoy the swing-off?
Yes. I enjoyed the fact that I didn't know it was coming. Like, I think most people had no idea.
I had no idea. And the first six innings or so of the game.
And, like, what are they going to do? Okay.
And then he wins MVP.
And he wins MVP. The Met guy gets no opportunity. It was so good. And the Met guy blew the game.
Oh, Edwin Diaz and Pete Alonso
wasn't
in there.
It was so good.
It was fun from that aspect, no doubt about it. Bam in Upper Darby wants to puck it up. What's up, Bam?
Yo, Bruce, what's up, man?
How we doing? Hello? You all right? What are you in the car? What's going on?
No, I'm chilling by the stuff. Hello?
Uh-oh. We got you? Yeah, we got you now. What's up?
Not much. How you doing?
Fantastic.
Frozen 50 and Morgani in a minute. How y'all doing?
How are you doing? We're doing great.
We're doing fantastic. What are you thinking about the Fly Guys band?
I like the schedule, man. I like the schedule.
Oh, did you go through your W's and L's of the Flyers release yesterday?
I believe so.
All right.
And, quick question for both of you guys.
Okay.
My question is, I think last time, Al, I heard you were talking about it, that you're following the heart-to-heart trial. How's that going?
We will know on the 27th, I believe, of July on what they're going to do. But then you still don't know what the NHL is going to do and what NHL teams possibly would have any interest.
As a Flyers fan, Bam, I'd say get ready for Ersin and Vladar as your 1-2 punch, which unfortunately it's not going to be good enough, and it'll be a struggle probably in between the pipes this year, which has been the statement of my life for 30 years.
Okay. All right, quick question for you, too. So, is Ersin, I'm not sure, can you put me in on this? I'm not sure. Ersin, is that the guy from Russia, or is that the goalie from Russia?
No. The guy from Russia is Fedotov, and he's probably being the minor.
Fedotov, Kolosov.
Kolosov's Belarusian, I think.
There's the one, and thank you, Bam, I appreciate it. There's the one kid who's Zavargin.
They like this Zavargin kid. Yeah.
He's 19, playing in the same league that Michkov played in Russia in the KHL.
He's their future.
You think he's the guy? Yeah. What about the kid in the Phantoms? Some of these names.
Bjarnason?
Yes. How do you feel about him?
They
do you
like
think
him
he's
too,
the move?
But I mean, I can't. I mean, goalies.
I know, dude. I've been talking about it my whole life.
I can't even.
Michael Layton. We watched on here at Chickies. They had 2010 Game 7 on NHL Network, and we both looked at each other watching Michael Layton between the pipes.
You ask NHL coaches. I say, what about the goalie? They just shrug their shoulders.
Well, Torch's MO was ask Schalzi or whoever. I was making up the name. But go ask the goalie coach. I don't know a damn thing.
Dillenbaugh,
Dilly. Yeah. Go ask Dilly.
Yeah.
I'm like, Torts, you're the head coach.
Hey, yeah, this is a goalie. I don't know.
Go ask Dilly. I'm like, you're the head coach, Torts.
It's the goalie. I don't know about
it. Get your head out of your rear end so we can win some hockey games. 215-592-9494. We are live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Big parties and events are always better at Chickies and Pete's. Book your next event or party online at chickiesandpetes.com. We are just flying by, man. Having a blast as always. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, we will take your calls. And I want to take a look at where the Mets open up after the break. They're a half game back of the Phillies. We know the Phillies have the Angels and the Red Sox and some of these AL teams. What does the schedule look like for the squad that's chasing you? We'll do that coming up next. It's Broads and Al Morgani in for the WIP Afternoon Show. It's the WIP Afternoon Show. Broads and Al Morgani kicking it with you in for the crew, who will be back next week, I think.
Oh, yes. No, I can't wait.
I'm sure they're all thrilled.
All the stuff they couldn't talk about this week. It's a great week.
I promise you, Spike wants to get as far away as possible from Sixers Joel Embiid conversation.
Oh.
I'd imagine.
No.
I'd imagine.
He's gone.
After some of the takes we heard. You think some of these baseball takes today were crazy. Holy hell, you should have been on the last 2 days. Although you were on. Were you on the day
on
the story broke or no?
I was. That we
well, you had
read
top
it.
Five. You haven't read it yet because you can't read that on there. It'll take you 6 years.
Yeah.
You were doing your top five list with Joe Giglio, your top five flyers that you went very into detail about.
Yeah, right. Amazing.
You did a lot of homework for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
We are live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Fantasy football draft is almost here. Book your party at Chickies, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. 215-592-9494. Mm-hmm. It's on the record Friday.
On the record.
Do you believe in the Phillies the rest of the way? They're 55-41. Their starting pitching is tremendous. Dave has a chance here to clean up some holes. Are you willing to buy in the rest of the way and say, hey, my heart's on the table? I can't do it, Al, can you?
I have to do it.
You have to.
I have to do it. I have to believe that somehow they're going to get what they need, and the starting. Here's my worry that the great starting pitching wobbles. If that happens, that's
you're
why.
Screwed.
That's why. Well, that's why I want some. I need some offense. I need some offense. People, you wind back to the great Phillies teams. You know, Utley, Howard, those teams, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you had Lidge, right? You can't be better than perfect. However, how many times was the closer Ryan Howard?
In spots that didn't even necessarily need to be late in the game.
Yes.
It could be the third inning.
It could be the seventh inning.
Yeah.
It was like that threat. That threat was it's an enormous kind of pressure on the other side. Looking about, you kind of look ahead in baseball. What if I get through this inning? What's coming up? This is my fear with the Phillies. If I get through this, I'm clear. I don't want the opposition to be able to look at this lineup and say, just get me through this spot, 6, 5, whatever, and I'm golden until maybe the end of the game, depending on what inning it is.
That's a great point.
That's a horrible position to be in.
That's a great point. Yeah, the way you just laid that out. The other team says, once we get Sanchez, and I know it's difficult to do that if he's throwing as efficiently as he does and the ground ball rate and all that, but if we can get through Sanchez, then we're golden. And they just grind out at-bats until the sixth inning, and then boom.
Yeah. And then you look at it in the reverse, the Phillies are up. Once I get through the number five in the order.
Oh, you're cruising.
You can't have that. Either.
Huh.
It's like, okay, if I just get through this, wherever it lines up with the order, maybe it's the seventh inning. You're like, oh, we're in.
Dave's got to do it
yes.
where it's a package thing where you go to Oakland or whatever they're at now.
Baltimore.
Sacramento. I don't even know where the hell they're at. But you get Brent Rooker, you get Mason Miller, and it's a two-tandem move. And you get the bullpen and the big right-handed stick that can smack 30-something bombs. And you can look at their control for the certain amount of years that would make it worth it. That's the route you got to go if you're Dave and pushing your chips in. For a while, I didn't know if I thought the team was even worth doing it, but at the end of the day, Al, you kind of have to.
Yes.
You just have to. Gotta try and see what you can do with
this place here. All these people here this early to go to a Phillies game. That place has been banged out basically all year, right? I mean, really, it's a it, because people believe. Although you may have your poll and might say, well, they're a little bit iffy. You're coming to the games because you think something really good is going to happen. And people really still don't. I don't know that you come to see because all the pitchers are going to be great. A lot of it's home runs bring a lot of people out. You got to get. There's got to be more pop here.
How do we get that? It's not Max Kepler.
He's got to go get it. All he right. absolutely has to go get it. Do you think it's here? The other option is it's here and it's hidden.
No, that is not. No, no,
no. That's where your left fielder has been a disappointment. That it's not hidden anymore to me. I mean, he thinks it's hidden out there. I don't think so.
When you say he, you mean Max Kepler himself?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know if you meant Topper thinks maybe it's still in Kepler.
No,
I think he knows. That's why the other day when they played Nick Pavetta in the right-handed, you don't even put Kepler in the game.
Yes.
That's I'd say smack in the face, but it's not. It's probably the right move, but I'm sure Kepler didn't love it. All right, let's go to Alan in Connecticut. You're on WIP. Hey, Alan.
Hey, Broads and Al. How are you guys doing today?
Great.
So on the Phillies, I guess my question was, you know, I think between the starting pitching we have and if Nolan gets healthy and then you think of what we've got in the minors, there's an opportunity to potentially uplift the bullpen a little bit with the amount of talent we've got there and the number of pitchers you'll use in the postseason. The offense, though, is the most significant problem, I think the most challenging to address. You know, depending upon who's out there, would it make more sense to put more resources into getting that offensive production in a big trade and use kind of some of the things we have to kind of uplift that bullpen? I just wanted to hear your thought on that. And after, real quick, I wanted to share with you, if there's a moment, I think I have the most novel piece of Flyers memorabilia you've ever heard of.
Oh, wow. All right, well, let's start with the Phillies thing. I will say, personally, I acknowledge your thinking with the starting rotation and being creative, and I think you have to do that, but I believe they're so thin in the bullpen that they got to use their assets to do both. They got to use Lizardo or Sanchez or whoever. I'm just spitballing names here, but they got to get creative with Painter and whatever you got to do to make internal moves to the pen. But you are so bleak in that area that you also need to use some chips to go get pen help and get that bat you're talking about. That's why I've always been concerned about this group heading into the deadlines. I think they need all of it. We debated, do they need this? Can they do that? Can they salvage it? The truth is, if we're just being honest and open and honest with everyone, they really do need both. They need both badly.
Yeah, which is amazing for a first-place team.
That is surprising. And with how bad the bullpen is, there's one guy, you know, Ryan Kirkering. Strom's Romano's There's one guy, and we can legitimately make the argument that you need a bat more. I don't know how that's possible. You got one guy in the bullpen that you can argue we need a bat more? Which you're right to argue that. But that's how crazy this is.
Yeah.
Yeah, the team's heavily predictable.
So what do you got on the Flyers memorabilia?
All right. So I was born and raised in Wilmington, Delaware, and in 1975, I was 5 years old. My father played on these really high-end softball teams. One of them was called Rizzo and Sons. And they used to win a bunch of big tournaments, and they played the king in their court and the court in exhibition games. And in 1975, they won a tri-state championship. And at Del Castle Rec in Wilmington, Delaware, they got to play the Stanley Cup Flyers in an exhibition game of softball. And I was the bat boy for their softball team. And after all the Flyers had warmed up out in the field, I got to go in the dugout with softballs, and I got the entire team's signatures on softballs. And
nice.
When I was talking to Bobby Clark, he actually popped his teeth out to kind of make me laugh. But I just thought, I don't think there's probably anybody who's got Stanley Cup Flyers team signatures on something like softball.
That's really cool. I appreciate you sharing that with us.
They used to tour all the time.
One day, I would like to have the 2028 Philadelphia Flyers sign my softball.
That'd be cool. Those teams were, I like when those, like a lot of teams still, they have softball teams or whatever. That's cool. And just go out and play. I just saw this past week a couple of Oilers were out playing beer league.
Isn't that ridiculous to think about?
Can you imagine playing beer league or playing in a sandlot softball? This would be like Dreisaitl and McDavid went out and played beer league hockey. Can you imagine being in a softball league and
Barry Bonds showed up?
We're talking about like right now. Like
you walk
Mike
them?
Trout comes up, or you know,
that's
just,
nuts.
You know, Harper comes up. And Wheeler, I mean, that's basically what
it
was.
Well, to be fair, Al, the other day I signed up for men's league. Do you think they're like, holy, that's Broads? Broads is out here. Can you believe it? Broads is playing men's league.
I got to tell you, you're at that age now. You got to be careful with men's league.
I started to stretch because I didn't the first time, and I think I pulled the hamstring off the bone.
I played till I was, 58, 59?
Oh, that's a good run.
60, yeah.
That's a good run.
Tore quad, and that hurt.
I'm sure it did.
What happens is you got to come to work. It'll say no contact.
We're rubbing guys off in the corner. You're lucky
if you play with real – you know some real players who play. That's a different league. I'm talking about just the beer league that you've probably signed up for where there aren't college players. That's dangerous because they come flying at you, and it's like, oh, my God. I remember when I first moved here, and I was coming in, and I used to playing with kids, you know, better than me that had played in college or whatever, and it was a kind of a gentlemanly game, you know, just skills. Well, I came here after the Flyers were the Broad Street Bullies. These guys might as well have lit their sticks on fire and come and beat you over
They're
the
like
head.
Scott Stevens, like God. Open ice hits with
it
your head
was
down?
Like, what is this? We're all going to die.
You're like Paul Kariya? You don't remember the rest of the game?
Oh, my God. It was like, what is this? But it's fun. It is so much fun. It's a great, like guys, this is the difference. Like I know women's sports now. I know my daughter played Division I and all. You know, it's great for women to play sports. But I will say, when women are done, they're done.
They're mature enough
to say, okay, I played field hockey to this point, or I played softball. Men will not stop. Okay,
I stopped for four years.
When they're done, they're done. I mean, until their daughters are, and then they coach them, right? Guys will play, like me, will go out and play that beer league hockey till midnight and get up at 3 in the morning to go to work until you're 60 years old.
It's amazing. I want that, though, Al. I just started. I played two games
fun.
So far.
It's
but
great.
You're right. I'm not beer league yet. This is former guys.
Well, that's a good
college.
League. Yeah.
It's nice fast. Bass still got a good stick, Al.
Yeah.
Good stick on puck. I'll tell you what stinks, though. I got to tell you this. The gap control is awful. Because I'm backing up. I'm at the red line. They're not even out of the zone yet. I've got to get the feet for
it. You don't even know how old you are yet. You don't back up on defense anymore. You surf toward.
No, I can't do that. Are you kidding me?
You're done.
I'm still working on the C-cuts. I'm still working on my C-cuts. Hey, Danny Briere might be watching. Danny might be watching. All right, let's go to Aaron. In PA. What's up, Aaron?
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, guys.
Hey, just a quick thing on the Phillies, if that's okay.
Yep.
I think the team obviously has a chance. They still have a chance, but I think it's a slim chance because I think this team, these set of hitters and stuff, they're just not consistent enough. And it's like, Alex, like you said earlier, you need to get a bat or two that's going to be consistent, because I think the excuse that we're hearing among fans and people in the media and stuff is this team needs to get hot at the right time. That, to me, is just an excuse for a bunch of guys that can't hit consistently. And if you can't hit consistently, you're letting this pitching staff down, and I just don't know if they have what it takes to win this year.
Yeah, well, getting hot at the right time is a dangerous game to play with the playoffs so long. You can get hot for a series. It's hard to – that's a long time if you're that kind of a team that goes hot cold. You're right. They need that consistency somehow. They thought they had it with what they brought in the outfield, and it's not working. And God knows, I was a Rojas supporter for a long time, but I'm like, you know what?
He's a stiff.
I can't. I mean, I thought they had enough that they could carry that.
Sure.
Right. But they don't. And it just turns into like a black hole out there in the right. Outfield.
Right. And it just feels like, too, this team is 1 year too late. The window is closing. But I feel like Dombrowski should have done something this offseason to change up this lineup. Because
1,000%. He tried, Aaron. He did try with Boehm, but you got to execute. That's the thing is, we knew they needed some sort of change, but you got to execute. And they tried to dangle Boehm out there, and I guess no one bit the way he wanted to. But you're right, that was the time to shake it up big time, and he missed the mark.
Well, right, and they were showing, from reports, I don't know how true this is, but they were saying they were asking for a lot for Boehm. I don't know if that's true or not.
That's Dave just playing it publicly to make it seem like the reason why he didn't do it. My guess is they valued Boehm at a ridiculous level, and the other teams probably were giving an offer that might have been on the lower side waiting for Dave to counter or whatever, but they never met in the normal rate. My point is, I think Dave would have got a reasonable offer that he would have deemed unacceptable, even though it was reasonable, because Boehm is being traded for a reason. You're not trading a piece that is insanely sensational, or else you wouldn't be trading him. So he was probably just out of whack with the real market value, that's all.
Exactly, and I think, too, if I had one last shot at this year, if you felt like you were right there close enough, I don't think any one of these guys in the minors are off limits. Even an Andrew Painter, as good as he is, we don't really know what he's going to be, if he's going to stay healthy. And even an Aiden Miller. I watched Aiden Miller at Reading. I went to see him play at the Reading Phillies. Seems like a good player, but he seems years away. So if I want to win now, none of these guys are off limits.
If Aiden Miller, and Aaron, thank you for the call. If Aiden Miller is untouchable, then we got problems. Aiden Miller? Come on, man. Aiden Miller? The one that you can swing me on, and I don't even care anymore, I'd be willing to trade him, is Andrew Painter. Yeah. If you told me you didn't want to trade Painter, I could get it. Now, some may feel that way about Crawford. You can totally move Crawford in my eyes. But, I mean, if we're sitting here going, I can't. If Dave Dombrowski's picking up the phone and someone says Aiden Miller and he hangs up, again, Dave Dombrowski needs to go. Aiden Miller?
No.
What are we doing?
They've got enough chips. They've got enough pieces that people are interested. And they have enough pieces that have been pumped up nationally and just through baseball people. People with the ears and eyes that listen and say, well, the Phillies farm system, you may want to look there. They've got enough. I don't know what the other teams look like in that area, but that's what you're up against. You want the guy that they want. And you're going to, I mentioned it before, you're going to overpay. You're just going
to. You've got to be okay with that.
You have to.
But some GMs, Daryl Morey, for example, would never sell pennies on the dollar. And at times I think he's right to hold out with Harden and do that whole thing to try and maximize the return. The NBA is different, but I do think there's times when you do that. But some of these presidents and GMs, they don't play that card that you just mentioned because it would ruin their reputation. I'm not overpaying for this. And then you end up getting screwed because of it.
Yeah, you have to. You have to know where you are in terms of a so-called window. I don't find that the Phillies is going to close on them. I just, with this pitching, with as long as Harper, as long as that's not chronic, like that's a huge piece. If he's only 80% of what he was, that the whole calculus changes on this team.
Well, I'm worried. I'm worried. I am worried about it. I think he could still be productive. But there's a big difference between being productive, being efficient, and then being bedlam at the bank.
No. He's got to be the guy that you get up out of your seat when he's up at the plate, where you come back into the room when he's up at bat.
Right.
That's where he's got to be.
Well, I hope he can get there again. 215-592-9494. Some open lines if you do want to climb in and get your thoughts on the Phillies, as it's an on-the-record Friday. Do you believe in the Phillies the rest of the way? That's what we've been asking the people. I told you that we would take a real quick glance at where the Mets are to come out of the break. So they have a home series against Cincinnati. They play the Angels at home as well. But then they go play that West Coast swing that we just finished up. You're seeing San Francisco. You're seeing San Diego. Then San Francisco goes to Queens. So I'm not going to, you know, break down their full schedule in depth here, but I'm just fascinated to see maybe what type of talent they have to see across the diamond when they get out of break here. And those NL West squads are no joke. So they got some tests, I guess, to pass as they roll into this second. Are you afraid of the Mets at all? Are you more afraid of the Phillies than you are the Mets, if that makes sense?
I'm afraid of the Mets. When you say a team get hot, I look at more at them as a team that when we saw it, what can happen with them. That's what worries me about them. But I can't really worry about them. I just have to say, well, this team, I can make my team that much better. But I mean, you have to look and say, what's it going to take to get through these playoffs? It's like, yeah, starting pitching, but with that Mets team, you're going to have a bullpen. It's simple.
They don't have anybody, Al. I hate to say that, but they really don't. I think Kerkering, I've been saying this for a while now on the air, I think he's half a guy. I believe in him. I do. I think he's definitely better than I would have even anticipated to this point. But I can't go in saying fully that every time he's on the mound, I feel insanely comfortable. I feel better than anybody else on the team, but that's really more of a product of everybody else on the team. So in my eyes, you best case scenario, Kerkering's coming in the seventh. He's coming in the ninth, and you might need to ask him to get five outs.
Yeah.
That's how extreme this really is out of this pen. So I think they have half a guy. And then everything we've been talking about getting a bat, it even puts it in perspective on the fact that we can debate needing a bat more than a half a guy bullpen is insanity to me.
Because you'd feel better with a 4-run lead. That's basically where your bat is.
Yeah.
You want the 4-run lead.
Now, are you headed to the ballpark when the Red Sox come to town?
I'll be there for at least Monday.
Okay.
With them coming.
It's nice.
Still, yeah, grew up with them.
So. Sure, of course. I'm sure they're hit some heartstrings a little bit.
No, with them getting rid of people, it's just, that's why the
Rafael Devers.
You know, everything that's gone on with them. One guy doesn't want to play. I mean, baseball is a strange sport. It's, as much as football is, they're all team, quote, team sports or whatever, but baseball is the least of all, it seems like to me.
You know what I always think is strange? Obviously, we come from the hockey background, so the locker room, there's nothing like it. You bring up the beer league. I'm not even going to sugarcoat this. The other day, you had a couple pops after the game, and, you know, you're with the boys, a shower after, you're shooting the breeze, you're making jokes. I miss that. There is just something about that, the boys in the locker room.
Yeah.
But when you're playing baseball, one thing, and I played baseball when I was little, but not to the extent of, you know, college and things of that nature. Like being having a teammate that's a pitcher that only plays one time out of you're an everyday player. You're taking the bat to go hit five times in a row. He's only playing one of those games, yet he's still your teammate, but he's the ace, the fifth starter. How do you feel about him compared to the bullpen guy that stinks and he's the mop up cleanup guy that plays only the fourth inning? Like, it's got to be a strange dynamic.
It is a strange dynamic. That's why I gave Topper so much credit, because to me he handled this very much like a hockey team, with the elements that he had to get into a game. Like, you know, you got to play this at least some innings here.
But I guess
coming
it's
in.
Like a healthy scratch. Like, for example, when I was playing college at the back end of my career, I was an in and out of the lineup guy. So there's roles within the hockey locker room where you're in and out of the lineup, or you're a first power play guy.
Yeah,
I guess there is an.
But I don't know the
it.
Whole practice schedule with baseball. But I know in the other, like if you were a bad player like me, the best part of the week was practice.
You got to actually. I had to do everything, Al, to make the lineup. I had surgery on my thumb because I'm blocking shots on the penalty kill in practice with my hand.
Yeah,
that's what I had to do to get in the lineup, though. What do you want me to do?
Yeah, so it's different. But guys keep playing, like golf, everything. Guys are, you just go hard until you can't play anymore. That's what I always tell people. Like, I'd play tennis until I couldn't. Just forget what people say. Oh, you'll feel that when you're 60, whatever. So what? Go out and play as hard as you can for as long as you can. Whatever it is.
Can you beat Joe DeCamera in tennis?
I don't want...
No comment? What about Jack Fritz?
I understand this is a great promotion.
I'm asking questions,
but I mean,
all.
You would probably win the damn thing. To me, it's a glorified pillow fight going on here.
Did you see Jack, though, pitching on the bump? That video of
the crowd?
He
can throw. No, he can throw.
The video of the crowd. I couldn't sleep at night. I watched it on replay for 30 hours.
Well, that's your problem.
Well, are you kidding me? Jack Fritz with a big K on Joe DeCamera batting lefty and 50,000 people cheering
in
the back?
If that's your blue chew, good for you.
That's right, baby. That's the blue chew. We are live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Big parties and events are always better at Chickies and Pete's. Book your next event or party online at ChickiesandPete's.com. Coming up next, your favorite segment. Luke Nichols is behind the glass back in the studio. He will give us the voice of God in radio form, and he'll give us the top five at five. That's coming up next. It is Broge. It is Al Morgani in for the afternoon show on 94 WIP.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus. You must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.